My name is Ann Bakayaki. I represent Stafford Suffrage and Union, and I'm here today to speak on behalf and in support of the Governor's Bill, Senate Bill 1015, an act concerning the prohibitive use of marijuana. I submitted written testimony, but I'm not going to go by that. I would like to just share a few of my thoughts with you today. Some of you know, because I've testified many times both in front of this committee and on the floor of the House, that I've had personal experience with the use of medical marijuana. I didn't use it myself, but I did buy it 28 years ago from my husband at that time, who had terminal bone cancer called Ewing sarcoma. He had lost 80 pounds due to the effects of chemotherapy and radiation, and he had been taking all of the prescribed and legal drugs that a doctor could recommend, none of which helped. A VA doctor in Boston pulled me aside, I'll always remember it, my entire life in the cafeteria, and said, you know, you should try some marijuana. And that was the beginning of a long journey, very long journey that has brought me before you here today. This is no longer my issue as it first was 9 years ago when I testified. It's become for me an issue for the hundreds, if not, I might be up to 1,000 by now, of people in the state of Connecticut who have contacted me and encouraged me to keep trying to do all I could to advocate for this bill. A lot has happened since 2007 when this legislature, in both the House and the Senate, passed a bill very similar to the governor's bill today, if not exact. It was very similar. That bill was vetoed by then-Governor Rell. But since 2007, a lot has changed. We're now up to 16 states that have effective medical marijuana legislation. Recently, the American Medical Association changed its position. They used to say there was no medical use for marijuana, but now they are saying that there are medical uses and we need more clinical trials. Just recently, a Pew poll has come out, and it has stated that over 70% of Connecticut residents support the compassionate use of medical marijuana under a doctor's supervision. I hope that this is the year that this legislature and our governor can have compassion and let people follow the advice of their doctors, and if a doctor recommends marijuana, than to allow that patient to use it. I'm very well versed in this bill and all of the bills that have passed across the state of this country, so I'll end it there. You have my written testimony, but I would be happy if you have any questions to try to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bakayaki. Are there questions? Senator Kissel?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Representative, it's always great to see you. I'm tremendously honored to be in this chamber, and you do an incredible job for the people of Summer Stafford. I was supportive of this proposal many years ago when you first raised it. I will say this, though. I'm a little concerned this year, and let me explain why. Not only do we have this bill before us this year, but we have a strong push by Governor Malloy and others to decriminalize marijuana. And at the same time, since I have supported the palliative use of marijuana, I've watched other states, in my view, been a little bit out of control, California, Colorado, where they have these dispensaries, but it doesn't seem like there's any kind of checks or balances as to how the marijuana is dispensed. And it's almost like there's stores where almost anybody can get prescriptions, around these stores are doctor's offices where people just walk in, and for a modest sum, they're given a prescription, and then they go to the store, and they get various kinds of marijuana. And to my mind, that's not really what I supported several years ago. I thought it was something where it would be strictly controlled, that there would be immediate supervision, and that if we were able to have those kinds of checks and balances, and it was only used for those that are facing desperate health issues, then having a big heart, I'd say, you know, if I was in that spot, try anything. To alleviate the pain and maybe help you through chemotherapy or whatever, other kinds of treatment options you might have. So regarding my concerns as to how we can control the marijuana out there and how we would do this with physicians, what are your ideas about?
Well, the good news for you, Senator Kissel, is the bill that's before you that I'm testifying in support of does not include dispensaries. So while other other states do offer dispensaries. This particular bill would not. So you wouldn't have to worry about the concern you have with dispensaries. And the second part of your question was, how do we control?
Well, if we don't have dispensaries, how would someone obtain the marijuana? I mean, I don't want to create a world where they're going on street corners or they're calling up, you know, folks that are in the know to try to get this drug. I'm just wondering the mechanics of it. Because
yep.
I think that the policy I understand, but the mechanics of how it might play out is my concern right now.
The way I envision it to play out, and I'm not a criminal defense attorney or anything like that, is there are plenty of people using medical marijuana right now. And I would imagine that network would continue to be in the close contact as they are now, and they would provide the initial first seed or the first plant to extend the network for medical marijuana patients. The bill before you allows 2 ounces and 4 plants. So once this law is passed, I believe that's how it will move forward. That one medical marijuana patient who would be protected under the law would provide another medical marijuana patient with either a plant or the beginnings of marijuana so that they and their one caregiver could move forward within the framework and the regulation of the law.
Well, thank you very much. What you went through when you lost your spouse, I can't imagine. It's one of those things that are just incredibly heart-wrenching. But I will say this, I'm just always incredibly proud to serve with you. And once again, I think you do an incredible job for your constituents. Again, thank you so much for being in the vanguard regarding this complex and difficult.
Thank you, Senator.
Representative Pedrington.
Thank you. Any time you see, I certainly always find you very compelling and informed based on this subject. So great to be here. My concern is with the distribution system as well. Is not the palliative qualities of marijuana available in a different form? In other words, is it an extract? It could be distributed.
Absolutely not. And anyone who says that, I really would like to confront them and beg to differ. I could say in my own experience, Marinol supposedly has the extracts of marijuana. For some people, Representative Hetherington, that works absolutely fine. But for others, it simply does not work. That the exact replication of what's in marijuana is not possible. And it does not work, and there are drugs out there that claim, like Marinol, to have the same synthetic effects, but they do not. And you can talk to hundreds of law-abiding people who have tried Marinol and will tell you for them it didn't work. And another difference is, especially for terminally ill patients who are not highly concerned with the effects of breathing in smoke, when they smoke marijuana, they can control how much they want. So if they take a pill, they are stuck to that 15 milligrams and the effects that it has on them. Whereas if they can smoke marijuana, they might only need a very little bit to increase their appetite, or just a very little bit to relieve pain. But they can't control the synthetic effect, the effects when they use a synthetic drug like their marijuana.
Why is it that the quality of marijuana that provides the relief? Can that be extracted?
I believe it's because marijuana is currently classified as a Category 1 drug on the federal level, which means an assumption has been made that there is no medical use. Therefore, we don't have clinical trials. And that's why we're not able currently to reproduce the effects of marijuana. My dream and my goal and my passion and why I'm really here today, it's not for the state of Connecticut, but when we have enough states have effective medical marijuana legislation, our congressmen will start to reconsider classifying marijuana from a Category 1 to a Category 2 drug so that we can have the clinical trials that are necessary, Representative Hetherington, to do exactly what you're asking about.
So that in time you think it might be possible to have qualities of marijuana available in some other form.
My expertise is I'm a property manager. I do not know very much about the clinical trial process and the making of drugs, but my guess is that once clinical trials begin on marijuana, we will probably see a reproduction in a synthetic form.
What about a system where the leaves were dispensed by a pharmacy, for example? Wouldn't that be a satisfactory substitute for actually distributing it or allowing the seeds to be grown?
That would be the ideal scenario, in my opinion. That would require marijuana to be reclassified, and we would need to sell it as a prescription and regulate it, which is exactly where we should go. But in lieu of being able to do that, I personally have talked to enough people who are sick and suffering to say that we need to start here today. We need to allow these people to find some relief under a doctor's supervision. You and I can talk for years about the best way, you know, the leaves, the cannabinoids, the synthetic, and we should talk about that, and it should be addressed on the federal level. But in the meantime, I have been here since 2003, and I have been talking to people since 2003 about this. Hundreds of people have suffered. Hundreds of people have died. We're still talking about medical marijuana. I would like very much to see the scenario that you are describing happen. But in the meantime, we still need to do something.
So that for that scenario to happen, you would have to change the federal law?
Yes. Marijuana would have to be reclassified from a Category 1 to a Category 2 drug so clinical trials could take place.
Are there no other Category 1 drugs that are used in medical situations?
I am not sure. I think not. I think even heroin and cocaine, I believe, are, and I'm not 100% sure in this, are Category 2, and that they, substances like that are used for medical purposes. But I would have to honestly check that and get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Just a short question for you. At what stage of the cancer would they start making, would they prescribe the marijuana? Would it be after chemo or after radiation or right at the beginning onset of cancer?
The beautiful thing, Representative Albanoff, about this is that it would be between the doctor and the patient. And that's where it belongs, that decision.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions of Representative Lapiati?
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much.